listeners, and welcome along to another edition of Ireland Calling, broadcasting here out of the Planet FM studio in Auckland on a Wednesday night. Beautiful night up here in Auckland, and I hope wherever you're listening around New Zealand and indeed in other parts of the world, you're enjoying the programme. Planet FM in Auckland on a Wednesday night, delayed broadcast going out on Access Radio Wellington, Kapiti Coast Radio and Plains FM in Christchurch on Saturday night. And greetings to people listening on planetaudio.org.nz around New Zealand and indeed around the globe. We'll bring you all the latest news from Ireland, big developments in the last day or two regarding the Brexit and how the issues between the Irish government and the British government and the European Union are going to work out. Not good news on that over the last few days. But we'll bring you that news and other items that have been making the news in Ireland over the next hour here on Ireland Calling, the programme brought to you each week with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. And up first tonight, we've got Christy Moore, all about A Reel and a Flickering Night.
Features. A poor old dog and a worm in the weed and a fine old pigeon, yes indeed. A daddy long legs jumped up sprightly and danced in the rain in the flickering light. Oh, round we go, heel to the toe. Then the daddy long legs jumped up sprightly and danced in the rain in the flickering light. On his thin and wispy spindles, he was deft and he was nimble. His eyes were scientific and his dancing was terrific. And the worms, they made a din, and the nettles in the corner tuck it in. Oh God, says I, tonight's the night, we'll dance to the reel in the flickering light. Oh, round we go, heel to the toe. Oh God, says I, tonight's the night, we'll dance to the reel in the flickering light. Then he looked at me directly with a gaze that could dissect me, and he asked me in a whisper, have you got any sisters? Mighty, says I to him, what sort of a man do you think I am? I've only one, she's not your type, she wouldn't dance a reel in the flickering light. Oh, round we go, heel to the toe. I've only one, she's not your type, she wouldn't dance a reel in the flickering light. Says he, does she come from another planet? Has she got a bee in her bonnet? Does she do her daily duties? You never know, we might be suited. And the rats and the worms began to laugh, and some of them started shuffling off. We're going to have some fun tonight, getting ready for the reel and the flickering light. Oh, round we go, heel to the toe. We're going to have some fun tonight, getting ready for the reel and the flickering. I could see he had no scruples when I looked into his pupils. They were purple or magenta, like a statue during Lent. I said I'd get her right away. Good man, says he, no, don't delay. We're going to have some fun tonight. Then he flipped his legs in the flickering light. Oh, round we go, heel to the toe. We're going to have some fun tonight. Then he flipped his legs in the flickering light. Then up stepped a red carnation, and they gave her an ovation. She was warm and enchanted as she slowly started dancing. And the bright old pigeon peeled his eye, and the nettles and the weeds began to sigh. Daddy long legs said, my oh my, are we ready for the reel and the flickering light? Oh, round we go, heel to the toe. Daddy long legs said, my oh my, are we ready for the reel and the flickering light? She was gentle, she was charming, and I heard him call her darling. He was graceful as a whisper on his delicate legs of silver. And the worms were still as mice, and the poor old pigeon said, that's nice. A shimmering veil on the lovely bride, they danced in the reel in the flickering light. Around we go, heel to the toe. A shimmering veil on the lovely bride, they danced in the reel in the flickering light. Around we go, heel to the toe. A shimmering veil on the lovely bride, they danced in the reel in the flickering light.
Oh, sorry about that. I just pressed the wrong button there, and poor old Christy came to a sudden end. And we'll, what do you call it? But anyway, you're welcome along to our broadcasting here, as I said, out of the Planet of M studio in Auckland. Well, the main news out of Ireland over the last day or two has been the deal that's been trying to be worked out between Britain and the European Union, and especially in relation to Ireland and the border between Northern Ireland and the Republic. And it looked like that Theresa May had agreed that there was going to be a very soft border, and that there'd be, you know, no issues as regarding customs and excise and stuff like that, because nobody in the Republic wants to go back to a border where you had the situation for many years, where you had basically it took ages to get over the border during the time of the Troubles. So certainly it looked like on Monday that was heading to a positive result. Theresa May had agreed with Prime Minister Varadkar, and it looked like that everyone was going to be signed. But at the last minute, Arlene Foster, who's the leader of the Unionist Party, Democratic Unionist Party in Northern Ireland, rang Theresa May and said they weren't happy, and they were going to, what do you call it, veto the proposal that the British government had put on the table. And of course, you got to remember here that the British government has been propped up and kept in power by the 10 Democratic Unionist Party members. So there's stalemate at the moment, but a deal has to be done over the next few days. So on Tuesday's Irish Times, it led with Varadkar says May reneged on Brexit border deal as Tory MPs back the DUP. So that was, what do you call it, that big story, and that's in all the papers. The other sad news was on Monday night, four people died in a collision between a car and a lorry on the main New Ross to Wexford Road, and three men were all pronounced dead at the scene. And it happened an accident on the N25 at about 6:30 p.m. And what made this more tragic is that four people were returning. They were all originally from Wexford. They were returning from Illinois in the United States of America for a close relative's funeral. And one report on the news said that the car turned to try to do a U-turn with a big truck coming behind it. And we see accidents like this happen here in New Zealand from time to time. So a terrible tragedy for this family. Names not released when the paper went to print on Tuesday. All right, we'll take a bit of music and come back. And lots of things happening at the Irish Society in Auckland. We'll give you a good rundown on what's happening there when we come back. And after this next piece of music.
You bored me with your stories. I can't believe that I endured you for as long as I did. I'm happy it's over. I'm only sorry that I didn't make the move before you. And when you go, I will remember to send a thank you note to that girl. I see she's holding you so tender. Well, I just wanna say, I never really loved you anyway. TV while I like must remember to say I never really loved you anyway.
That's the Cars there, and I Never Loved You Anyway, and they're still going strong, and obviously from Dundalk and County Louth, which obviously, like the rest of the country, but all the border counties will certainly be hoping that a deal can be done over the next few days relating to the Brexit, Britain pulling out of the European Union. Of course, the only land border between the European Union and Ireland is obviously between Northern and Southern Ireland, and it's ironic that most of the people in Northern Ireland voted to stay in the European Union, but it sounds like this thing is just getting more and more complicated from watching it from as we are down here. Probably the British referendum never needed to take place in the first place. If Cameron had renegotiated with the European Union, I'm sure they would have got some good benefits that would have helped the British people make them more happier with the European Union. But as that's all history. And then Theresa May, by going for that election in April this year, thought she'd end up with a bigger mandate, and instead lost her the margin she had in Parliament, and now had to stitch a government deal together with support of the Democratic Unionist Party in Northern Ireland. There is an option that could work, but I'm not sure whether Sinn Féin would step up to the mark. Now, they've never taken their seats in the British House of Commons, but I did read over recent months that if they wanted to really fly the Republican flag, they could do well by taking their seats and voting in favour of the government for the deal to go through. But I doubt that's going to happen. Righto, the Irish Club in Auckland, they're getting ready for a big Christmas charity concert on Friday night in aid of St Vincent de Paul, who do fantastic work, not alone in Auckland, but all over New Zealand and indeed around the world. So this is on Friday night, the 8th of December, traditionally the big shopping day before Christmas in Ireland, and a holy day of obligation. So there's a fabulous lineup of talent planned for the event, and it's an opportunity to support the local charity when many families are experiencing hardship. So the entry fee is $10, and they ask you to bring some quality food or a non-food donation. And I'm told that care packs containing basic toiletries are very welcome for the families in need. So the event starts at 7:30 p.m. with Irish dancers, singers, musicians, poets and many more. And please come along if you're free on Friday night to that event at the Auckland Irish Society at Rocky Nook Bowling Club. Then on Sunday the 10th, very popular senior citizens Christmas party. This is the highlight of the year for many. The Dorden family have again generously agreed to do all the hard work in the kitchen preparing delicious meals. So everybody's welcome there from 1 p.m. And if you have a few fair hours to spare, members from 10:30, they'd welcome any helpers. They also need helpers to clean later in the afternoon. So there's a few spaces left. So if you haven't already registered to go to this event, please contact the manager, Tara, within the next, urgently. And so that's from Bridie, who's doing great work. Bridie Murphy, secretary, president of the, well, she seems to be secretary and president of the Auckland Irish Society. All right, we'll continue on. And this time it's Lumiere and The West's Awake.
When all beside a vigil keep, the rest asleep, asleep, alas and well there and weep, when Connaught lies in slumber deep, or lake and plain smile fair and free, mid
demand. Be sure the great God never planned for slumbering slaves a home so grand. And long the brave and haughty race honored and sentineled the place. Say, oh, not even sons disgrace quite destroy the glorious trace.
For often in O'Connor's hand to triumph dashed each Connaught clan, and fleet is dearer the Normans ran through Carshliaff Pass and
the West's Awake. Well, the West will be a bit cold at the moment, and that's Pauline Scanlon there. Oh, excuse me, I nearly I did sneeze, sorry about that. But that was Pauline Scanlon, and those of you that were lucky enough to see go to any of the major events when the President was here recently, she was part of the group of singers led by Gerry Paul, who and Alan Joyce, was Alan Doherty. They were part of the music group that travelled around New Zealand with President Michael D. Higgins. And Ireland Calling, 20 minutes gone, programme brought to you with support of the Hugh Green Group And hopefully you're enjoying the programme, wherever you're listening tonight in New Zealand, and this beautiful warm weather we're experiencing at the moment. I know a bit different in Ireland, where the weather is dry, but certainly very, very cold. Well, it's hard to believe there's still Gaelic games continuing into the first week of December. So great excitement in Galway at the weekend. Finally, the county final, after a number of replays and hold-ups, took place with Liam Mellows, the Galway City team, beating fancied favourites Gort 3-12 to 1-15. First time since 1970 that Liam Mellows have won the Tom Callaghan Cup. So they'll now play Coola, who had a big win over. They were playing Kilcormac, Killochney, and they won that game 123 to 19. So they will play Liam Mellows from Galway in the club All-Ireland Club semi-final in Croke Park in February. So most of these players will still train hard, probably train twice a week right up over the Christmas and into the new year. And in fact, I think the Galway hurlers are ready and training for their championship next year. But anyway, one girl that'll be happy as she wings her way to Australia as we broadcast this programme is Cora Staunton, and she led Carnacon to an All-Ireland senior women's title when they beat Morden Abbey from Cork 15 points to 110. Everybody expect them to win by more, but Morden Abbey certainly put it up to the women from Mayo, and disappointment there obviously for my own club, Kilcairn Clonbearn, who took Carnacon to a replay in the Connacht final a few weeks ago. And they probably, you know, rue the fact that leading by 4 points with about 5 minutes to go, that the maestro herself, Cora Staunton, managed to score about 1-3 in the last few minutes. So she's got a contract to play Australian rules with the Greater Western Sydney women's team, and their championship obviously runs during the summer. She'll be out there playing till about April, but it'll be very, very warm weather. In the All-Ireland Ladies Club Junior Final, you had Ahada beat Carnduff. Ahada 2-6 to 3 points, Carnduff. And so she's, that's Ahada's from Cork, and they were playing Carnduff, who were from Monaghan. And the other All-Ireland Ladies Club Intermediate Football Final, Dunboyne from County Meath beat Kinsale from Cork 2-13 to 2-12. Just looking at the other games that were played in Gaelic games, they were the big games at the weekend. And then there was an awful lot of games played in rugby. Some good news and some bad news, but certainly Connacht disappointing. They got beaten last weekend into Italy. Big round of two back-to-back big championship matches now coming up for Munster, Leinster and Ulster. So games coming up this weekend. I see that who's playing here? Leinster, they're Munster are playing Leicester next Saturday. That's a big game. And I see in the other European games you have Connacht, they're not in the European, they're in the Challenge Cup, and they're playing Breve this weekend. But other fixtures involving Irish teams are Harlequins playing Ulster, and you've got Leinster are playing Exeter. So lots of big games coming up there for all the top rugby players in Ireland. Right, let's continue on with some more music. And this time he's looking around here to see what we've got lined up. We've got Winter's End, where we're moving on to Joe Dolan, such a good looking woman.
When God created a woman for me, he must have been in a beautiful mood to show the world what a woman could be. When he created a woman like you, he made the sunshine right out of your eyes. He made the moon glow all over your head. He put a soft summer breeze in your sides, so you could breathe summer into the air. Wow, me oh my, you make me sigh. You're such a good looking woman. When people stop and people stare, you know it fills my heart with pride. You watch their eyes, they're so surprised. They're thinking for an hour.
wanna know why. The most incredible angel they had was found to be quite unable to fly. Do you know what they had forgotten to do? Up there where they make all those heavenly things, they made an angel as lovely as you. But they'd forgotten to fit you with wings. Wow, me oh my, you make me sigh. You're such a good-looking woman. When people stop, when people stare, you know it fills my heart with pride. You watch their eyes, they're so surprised. They think you've fallen out of them.
Yes, that's Joe Dolan there. Joe was from Mullingar in County Westmeath, and many's the time I've seen him performing at the Sound of Music Club in Glenamaddy, and people came from many miles to see Joe Dolan and the Drifters. And Joe died on Boxing Day, probably about 5 or 6 years ago now, but he was an unbelievable singer, and wherever he played, both in Ireland, and he played a lot of the Irish venues in England, he packed them out. He was as popular around Glenamaddy as Big Tom was. Now, if you get a chance, if you use the computer and you're able to go online, you've got to Google Late Late Show, Late Late Toy Show, Homecoming. You know, there's this toy show was on last weekend, and it's one of the most watched programmes in Ireland, where all the latest toys are being shown. But it's not that, it's the entertainment, it's the young people that they've that have auditioned to be part of it, and young children shown how to play with new toys. And as part of the thing the other night, and I haven't watched the whole programme, we only watched this particular clip, but I have to say, it just you couldn't wipe the tears from your eyes, where a young family from Cork were taking part, a young boy, brother and sister, taking part in the show. And Ryan Tuberty, the presenter, was talking to them about what their dad's name was. His name was Graham. And what did he do? He was in the army. And where was he? He was in Senegal or some part of Africa training soldiers. And when did they see him last? 6 or 7 months ago. So they kept on playing with toys. And the boy, he kept asking them questions about this particular toy. Then they went over, and then they showed a big kind of a box, and they strapped it, stripping big stickers off the box. Well, you know what happened next. I won't spoil it, but if you get a chance, look at it. It was absolutely magnificent. And even heard Kim Hill on national radio talking about it on Monday morning, telling people to Google it. So I'm not sure how many hits it's got already, but certainly if you want to watch the rest of the programme, there was a lovely scene there where a young boy from Galway, Mad Hurler, he was shown trying out a new hurling game, interactive game, and who came out of the corner of the studio were four Galway hurlers with gifts for him, and obviously the Sam Maguire or the Liam McCarthy Cup. So it was very well put together, the whole programme. And obviously, leading up to Christmas, talking about the amount of money that's ever been spent on toys, there seems to be a lot. But anyway, a bit different to what it was in our day. And this is small consolation to farmers in the West and Northwest, according to the Farming Independent on Tuesday. The winter fodder crisis is already hitting the Northwest. And according to a Chagas report, there's going to be farmers, they're going to have 35% less food for their livestock than they currently need. So, and farmers in other parts of the country, they're, you know, may have enough if there's a big long winter. We know in the west and northwest, another bad autumn led to many farmers not getting their crops saved. Righto, we'll take another bit of music, and this time, Poor Child.
Controls the key, the way.
the streets and homeless. He said, I fought in Vietnam. Beneath his shirt he wore the mark. He bore the mark with pride. A 2-inch deep incision.
Yes, that's the Cranberries there and War Child. And if you've tuned in, you've missed the first half hour, 35 minutes of Ireland Calling, brought to you with support of the Hugh Green Group, broadcasting here in Auckland on a Wednesday night on Planet FM, and our delayed broadcast going out on Access Radio Wellington, Kapiti Coast Radio and Plains FM in Christchurch on Saturday night. And greetings to people listening on planetaudio.org.nz. I know we've got a few in Ireland, a few in England, a few in America and a few in Australia. So wherever you're listening, I hope that you're enjoying the programme as we broadcast from the Planet FM studio here in Auckland, where we're having really, really nice weather. Well, if you're heading to Ireland for Christmas, you're going to be in Dublin. You're going to be seeing some changes if you haven't been there for a while, because the new Lewis, which has obviously caused a lot of disruption in the city over the last year and a half, it's getting ready to, I think this weekend, the 10th, it's up and running. So the two Lewis lines, you'll be able to jump off one and get onto the other and head to one side of the city to the other. Of course, the plan is to continue this on out to the airport. But certainly, the DART was a great invention when they brought that in. I used to get that travelling from Blackrock, or from Sandyman to College Green, and out to Blackrock when I worked there. And that goes from Howth all the way down to Greystones in Wicklow. And it's a very successful service when it's running, when the drivers aren't on strike. But the Lewis line has even been more successful, and that comes in from Sandyford. It goes out from the Red Cow, and now it's linking up into Houston Station. So you'll see changes there, and I see that if anybody, drivers who block the Lewis line, they'll face points and penalties. Sinn Féin, Gerry Adams announced 2 weeks ago he's stepping down, and while there's no election due to take place until February to elect his replacement, it all looks like that Mary Lou McDonnell, who's the deputy leader, will take over. Although Piers Doherty from Donegal, he might put his name back into the hat. He'd indicated saying that he wouldn't do it, but you never know when the big prize is there. It might, he might decide to put his name into the hat. Of course, all the events around the world is getting plenty of publicity in the Irish papers. Looking through the Irish Times here, you see very little about New Zealand, but there's a cartoon in the Irish Times on Tuesday, and it shows Theresa May running, being followed by Arlene Foster with a big stick, and it's the caption says, "Just when you thought that there would be no use for those border barrier pole yokes," you know, and there is Foster coming after. How about the Spitfire pensioners, Northern England, Boris and Willie, outside the EU, and leave everyone else as they are. So, but certainly a lot of work to be done by the governments of Ireland, Britain and the political leaders in Europe. Everybody thought that this deal was going to go through, and, you know, solve a lot of the issues between Britain, between Northern and Southern Ireland on the border. And it was pretty much a done deal on Monday, heading up to 6 o'clock until Foster made a call to the Prime Minister and said that they weren't happy with the deal, and unless that, you know, Britain gave them what they wanted, they would be pulling their support. So basically blackmailing the government into getting something more. We already know that they've been promised £1 billion sterling to fund various initiatives, which will benefit everybody, no doubt, in Northern Ireland as part of their package to support the government. No Northern Ireland executive running yet. It was brought down in January, and that was brought down over the cash for heating programme that cost taxpayers in Northern Ireland about £500 million. The late Martin McGuinness pulled his support from the government, and obviously no government back up and running since. Well, we're back up and running, and we've got one of my favourite Christmas songs now.
It was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank, an old man said to me, "Won't see another one." And then he sang a song, the rare old mountain tune. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. Got on the lucky one, came in 18 to 1. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. So happy Christmas, I love you, baby. I can see a better time when all our dreams come true.
They got cars big as bars, they got rivers of gold. Through the windows right through you, it's no place for the old. When you first took my hand on a cold Christmas Eve, me, Broadway was waiting for me. You were handsome,
you were pretty queen of New York City.
When the band finished playing, they held out for more. Sinatra was swinging, all the drums they were singing. We kissed on the corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the envelope,
dripping that boat.
You scumbag, you maggot, you cheap, lousy faggot. Happy Christmas, you're all sod. My God, it's our love.
The boys of the NYPD chorus still singing Galway Bay, and the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
I could have been someone.
Well, so could anyone. You took my dreams from me when I first found you.
I kept them with me, babe. I put them with my own. Can't make it all alone. I built my dreams around you.
The
boy
might be the worst to
sing. Go away, babe. And the bells are ringing for Christmas Day.
Yes, the Pogues there, Shane McGann and the late Kirsty MacColl singing The Fairy Tale of New York City. And you'll hear that song, I'm sure, many times on the radio over the next few weeks leading up to Christmas. And you're listening to Ireland Calling tonight, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group, broadcasting here in Auckland on Planet FM studio and Access Radio Wellington, Capity Coast Radio and Plains FM in Christchurch. And greetings to people listening around New Zealand and around the world on planetaudio.org.nz. Went along to the finals of the Gaelic football on Saturday. What a beautiful day. Very, very warm day, and didn't see the girls' final. That game had taken place just before I got there, and I'm pretty sure now I get this right, but Celtic, I think, won the girls' final, and Marist played Celtic in this, and Marist hadn't won a final Auckland Championship for quite a few years from memory. Some said it might even been when Bernie McCallan's in Zanbrook and Robin and Martin were playing a number of years ago, but they came through in a, what do you call it, a pulsating game that went to extra time. And great to see it. You know, it's just you go to the Meola Fields there, Seddon Fields, Meola Road, and you kind of meet so many young people, Irish people. And went along with Seamus, my dog. He was the most popular person or object there that particular day, with all the people that really enjoyed meeting him. But it was great to meet so many people from all parts of Ireland, and the standard of Gaelic football is fantastic, and it's just magnificent that you can leave Ireland and you can travel to any country in the world, and you have the opportunity to meet up with people from your own neck of the woods and watch games being played at a very, very high level. So congratulations indeed to all the Gaelic footballers in both Auckland and Wellington and Christchurch that play in the season here, and obviously do what do you call it, and the people that keep the music going is fantastic. Right, we'll head off again with another piece of music here, and this time for all the people from Tipperary, we'll have Louise Morrissey and Sleave Na Mon.
The holidays gay and the way
Yes, indeed, for all the people from Tipperary that are listening tonight, there is Morrissey and singing all about Sliabh na mBan. And we've got a few more minutes before the end of the programme here, about 12 minutes. And up next, we're going to have Aine, and she's singing Shepherd Moons, or we might even try to get her singing Orinoco Flow, which was a song that put her on the map many years ago. Probably, I think I was in Australia at the time, Orinoco, in 1989, that song became, what do you call it, a big hit. So that we'll have that coming up in a minute. Oh, we'll take it now. Here we go.
Let me reach for the end.
Yes, that's Enya there, and a big hit for her when she started her career on an Orinoco Flow, a very popular song around Christmas. And for many years, she brought out a special album around Christmas. She's probably recorded about 10 albums, and Enya lives in South Dublin in Dalkey, in a kind of a castle. With Nicky Ryan and his wife. She's keeps very much to herself, and you know, briefly met her once when she came to New Zealand here, probably back in 1990, after I'd started the programme. I remember she signed some CDs down at Marbeck's record shop, the one on Queen Street. They had one in the Queen's the mall there, Queen's Arcade, and then they had one in Queen Street. Roger Marbeck, very good to Ireland Calling and Images of Ireland with the use of so much music when we started these programmes. And speaking of which, there's a bit of a celebration on here. I'm looking around here, pre-recording this programme in Auckland, American awards they hand out each year. And I think that Ireland Calling would be one of the longest programmes broadcasting out of the Access Radio studio in Auckland, now called Planet FM. We broadcast here out of in Carrington Road as part of the Unitech complex. And Irish fiddle player Marion Burns is just walked in to the premises here, and she's going to be performing, of course, later on tonight at the prize giving here. And there's programmes of 50 different nationalities being broadcast here. And as I look through the window where I'm recording my programme, I see a group of probably Kenyan or Nigerian presenters putting their program together. So Access Radio has given a voice to many communities in Auckland, and indeed Access Radio Wellington and Plains FM in Christchurch. Equally, all these stations have people from various ethnic groups broadcasting. And I've certainly, when I look back to the first broadcast I did in August 1990, I remember meeting the then station manager, Leona Bresnahan. Not sure whether she'd be coming here this evening to celebrate, but, you know, and said there's a half an hour there on a Sunday morning to do a programme. And we started off, and then when that was about 1990, but in January 1991, I'll never forget when the Gulf War broke, that's when I started the weekly programme. We went out on a Thursday night, and in about September 91, then after doing the All-Ireland final that year, we linked into Wellington and Christchurch, and we were able to broadcast the programme live in the three centres for an hour and a half for many, many years. So, but anyway, still going into the 28th year now. All right, we'll hit another bit of music. that about brings us to the end of another edition of Ireland Calling. Hopefully you've enjoyed the programme, which is brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. We'll be back again next week with another edition of the programme. For me, I'll say goodnight, goodbye, and God bless. Talk to you next week.